As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
What examples can you give, Caleb, about body language and quarterbacks that you work with, that you've seen, that you want him to kind of reflect? And how do you come about kind of this realization as you were studying up on him coming to this job?
No, we early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, do we really want to, is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement, no, it's not. And okay, we learn from it, and we move on to the next thing.
There's so much coaching going on out there.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Yeah, that's right. We like Chris Emma, and that is why he joins us from Palace Hall on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Chris Emma, what have you seen so far on a finally nice day for practice?
It's funny you say that because the clouds are kind of coming in. There's a storm system moving. I think they're going to be able to get practice and clean. They are outside today, but of course there's a little threat of rain on a day that it's actually warm and sunny outside otherwise.
Chris, all right, good weather report. Good talk.
What do you foresee as the biggest focus for this mini camp from a Bears coaching staff point of view?
I think it's simple. I think it's really down to technique and fundamentals, the kind of stuff that Ben Johnson's been preaching, and really just going through the basics. He's made it clear that the depth chart is wide open. They're working through this at a point where they're trying to evaluate players more than identify who's going to be a starter, who's going to jump into this spot or that spot. And we've gotten the sense and really proof of it on the field that they're truly open-minded to different competitions and different ideas of where guys can line up for them. But like we've heard Ben Johnson say, this is the time to make mistakes. This is the time to work through these things. And there's been a lot of coaching, as we mentioned. There's been a lot going on between these position groups. This new coaching staff is really getting their hands on with these guys. And I think it's going to be a really productive week. And we've seen that by my quick count, it looks like the entire roster is here. I got to go through it one more time when I get back out there, because they were just going through stretching when I was out in the field previously. But it's obviously a big week as you get this group together in earnest and get some work done before you break for 6 weeks and then get ready for training camp.
Well, it is mandatory minicamp, so it makes sense if everybody's there. Would you be surprised to see anybody out?
No, there's not any pressing contract situations. And Ryan Poles has done a good job of taking care of that, of making sure that guys have their contract business primarily handled unless there's some kind of significant dispute. So there's no holdout, there's no hold in, there's no situation like that as far as we know. And, you know, there's the three guys we knew of last week being Luther Burden, TJ Edwards, as well as Kyler Gordon going through their respective rehab processes. We know that Braxton Jones, Ryan Bates, among those who are still working back from more longer-term injuries. So I'd imagine everybody is at least in the building if they're not on the field. And certainly there's those guys who were expected to be missing that are not out there. But it sounds like attendance has been pretty good so far. You know, there's still the guys during their involuntary practices, such as Jalen Johnson last week, who went back home to handle his foundation work. And he does a great event out back home in California. Guys are in and out at times, but I think attendance has been very strong so far.
One of the key things that we're looking at here is not just the fact that they're out there as a group practicing, but also, unlike previous offseason workouts. We got a lot of people who are expected to talk here. Who are you looking forward to hearing from the most this week?
Well, I'll give you the rundown for today, and it's an interesting one. It's Cole Kmet speaking, and he will be speaking for the first time since Colson Loveland was selected as the number 10 overall pick by the Bears. I would be stunned if you heard anything controversial from Cole Kmet, because that's not really his nature, obviously. But certainly it was an interesting addition when you add another tight end to that mix. And how are those two going to work on the field? How is Cole going to oversee Colson's development when he is healthy through the meeting rooms and through everything else that they're going to go to together? And then we'll also hear from DJ Moore, who has not spoken yet this offseason, as far as I can remember, and DeAndre Swift, who we know the Bears were looking multiple different ways for running backs and could still be the case. So we're going to hear from three interesting players who are subject of a lot of different dialogue this offseason.
I know that last week for the OTAs, you saw a lot of examples where if something wasn't done right to begin with, they weren't going to run that play. Like if somebody didn't like what they saw pre-snap, if somebody didn't like how something was done before the snap happened, they were going to make sure to repeat it and do it again. What are you seeing today as far as maybe that, if you've gotten the chance yet, or the observations you've had so far?
Nothing yet. You know, they just went through stretching. It broke out to individual drills. Team drills will be at the end of practice. But I love that you mentioned that, Layla. It really has caught my attention. I've been harping on that a lot through the course of this offseason program, what I've seen so far. Look, there were so many days last year in training camp where things were sloppy pre-snap. There'd be a penalty or something like that, or something that would just go awry before a play. And primarily on the offensive side of the ball, when you got a rookie quarterback who's still settling in, it was constantly disjointed. And it wasn't addressed. It wasn't addressed the way that Ben Johnson's doing it now, where, as you mentioned, he's getting those guys out of the huddle. He's raising his voice significantly, and they are getting back in the huddle and doing it correctly. I think that is imperative. We saw so many different mistakes from this team throughout the course of last season, really throughout Matt Eberflus's tenure, that he didn't address. Matt Eberflus didn't raise his voice. He didn't have a lot of assistants that raised their voices. And I'm not just saying the yelling is great. The coaching is great. These guys didn't hold players accountable through moments in practice and training camp and obviously in the offseason program here, where that's where you're trying to harp on the fundamentals and being a detailed, disciplined football team. When you get to the season, you hope that the work you do in May, June, and July, of course, into August, pays off when you're playing in the fall. And I think Ben Johnson, certainly from the little details of getting things right pre-snap to the thing we heard last week about body language for Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, players like that, everything that Ben Johnson is harping on with these guys is about small little details he believes are going to make a big difference down the stretch. And I think that's a really important thing to coach right now, because they're not in pads. They're not going full speed. There's certain things you just can't do right now this time of year, but you can focus on the fundamentals and the basics to being a better football team down the stretch.
When we think about that specifically because of how last year went, because they do have a number one overall draft pick at quarterback in Caleb Williams entering his second season, we talk a lot about the offense. But from a defensive standpoint, from that lens, if you're Dennis Allen, what are you looking to get accomplished here? One of the things we talked about, kind of our priority checklist in terms of what we're looking for, Layla and I, Chris, and I said Tyrique Stevenson. I'm really curious as to how he meshes with a new coaching staff, getting a second chance with this group, and also what kind of split he has with Terrell Smith with that first team, because we saw his playing time decrease so much on the back half of last season.
Yeah, I love you mentioned Tyrique Stevenson there. The second chance is true, that's genuine, but is that a second chance of you got to prove yourself in terms of your demeanor? Is that a second chance that we want to see you prove yourself in terms of the talent? Because the talent's been there. Tyrique Stevenson had a very strong rookie season. Last year was problematic in a lot of ways. Of course, we know the big moment in Washington that's going to haunt him for a long time. Is he able to put everything behind him last season, go out and just let the talent shine while playing with discipline and fundamentals? I'm curious. I've not seen anything so far that tells me that Tyrique Stevenson is in jeopardy of losing his job. I've not seen anything that says he's in jeopardy of not making the 53-man roster. But it's different when you get to training camp. You put those pads on and things are going a little bit faster and the emotions are running higher. Tyrique Stevenson has played with emotions for better or in a lot of cases for worse. And he's got to really hone in on what I've been mentioning so far, those details, and really being a focused, disciplined player where the talent itself just shines. He's in a position where he can really bounce back this season. But like everybody else, he has to go prove it. So that's a guy I'm really going to be keeping my eye on. More so come training camp when
Oh no! Oh no! We gotta clean
sounds
up
like
the
robot
line.
Biggs out here.
What's going on?
did that actually happen, or did we just edit that voice to reflect it to sound like a robot?
No, I believe that was a thing that actually happened in the early days of COVID, if I remember correctly.
It did? I thought that was something we edited.
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong, but if memory serves, that's how it went down.
Wait, weren't you working that shift in
I
the
may
early
have
days
been.
Of COVID?
Yeah.
Wait, so let us know when we got Chris Emma back. But it's interesting that he feels the same way I do about Tyreek Stevenson, not just getting a second chance as far as demeanor, but also the fact that, hey, are you good enough? Are you able to adapt and do what Dennis Allen wants you to do?
Do we have human Chris Emma on the line, or do we have robot Chris Emma on the line? You be the judge.
Hello, I'm back. Am I a robot? Am I good?
You are
indeed
well.
You sound human, yes.
Yes, you sound very good.
Yes, good.
One of the other things that you had brought up in weeks past, and I know we're still kind of in an in-between, nothing finalized, obviously, because training camp is so far away, 6 weeks, as you mentioned, at the conclusion of this mandatory minicamp, is the offensive line and what's happening with the tackle positions. Have there been any updates? And I heard Ben Johnson kind of not rule out a possible move to left tackle for Darnell Wright, but that certainly doesn't sound like anything they're leaning into anytime soon.
Yeah, not yet. Like I said, I don't think that is really going to be addressed until you get into full pads and you really get a sense of how these guys are playing. Not to mention, when you get Braxton Jones back, ideally sometime in the early part, if not the start of training camp, they're not really ready to evaluate the tackle situation just yet. For now, they're getting valuable reps. Ozzie Trapillo's been out there working in at the left tackle spot. Kron Amagaji, I'm going to keep hammering this home. Like, he's got his first full healthy offseason, where last year was not the case. And he's going to get a lot of important reps that are going to help him. This is still a third-round pick, and I know it's easy to think about writing him off because of the way that things went for Kron Amagaji late last season, but he's a developing player that they still see something in. And so those two guys seem to be rotating day by day in terms of the left tackle position. At some point, I've said this before, I do believe it's still very much in play where they could shift Darnell Wright to the left spot. I still think Ozzie Trapillo is going to get the edge. This is a guy they really believe in. I think they see his ability to play with violence, but also technique, is something that's really going to pay off throughout the course of his career. And I think they see him as somebody who's ready to play day one. So he also does, as it relates to Darnell Wright and a potential move, Ozzie Trapillo can play either side. He's comfortable at the left tackle spot or the tackle spot. So you've got flexibility and versatility there, where if and when you're ready to make a potential decision there, you feel really comfortable about both players.
Well, I think also we're trying to figure out not just who's with the ones and twos at that position, but who's with the twos and perhaps threes or scout team when it comes to Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent. Like, that's a question that is valid given what we've heard so far and what we've seen out of OTAs. What do you expect to see as far as the combination of backups there?
I'm really fascinated by that one. There's a lot of different layers in play here, and I can't make up my mind of who's going to be QB2 in this mix. Like, I think they'll probably likely carry three quarterbacks in some form. They really believe in Tyson Bagent. Signing Case Keenum had nothing to do with their feelings of Tyson Bagent. They still see him as a capable starter in this league and somebody who's going to be a backup for a number of years. We heard Case Keenum say the same thing, that this kid's going to have a long career ahead of him. But they also really covet having somebody like Case Keenum in that room alongside Caleb Williams, where he's going to be able to guide a young quarterback forward. That goes for Tyson as well, who still is a young quarterback in his own right. Case Keenum has been really highly regarded every stop along the course of his career, where he's a mentor. He's a guy who is imperative in terms of the learning cycle. And for a new coaching staff coming in, I think it's going to really help, where Case Keenum can be an extension of the coaching staff and for the coaches an extension of the locker room and the quarterback. So they value both of those guys in different regards. One thing obviously is possible when you get toward July and August is Tyson Bagent could be somebody potentially traded if a quarterback goes down around the league and some team is looking to fill a void in training camp. So I think that's something that could be still in play, but that's a long way down the road.
You really think that that's a possibility, that Tyson Bagent could be traded?
I mean, it's possible. Look, he's proven himself that he can go in and start a game and lead a team. And there's certainly there's ups and downs of what he brings to the table in that position. But I think the teams around the league would be really drawn to somebody like that, because he's a high-end backup. He's not just your run-of-the-mill backup who you're hoping can move the ball a little bit. Like, he's somebody who can lead an offense efficiently, and I think some teams would be drawn to that. There's always that situation where it's one or two teams that has a quarterback go down during training camp, and they're suddenly stuck with somebody who shouldn't be in a starting role or shouldn't be in a backup role. So it's possible that could be what happens with Tyson Bajan, because obviously the Bears certainly hope their starting job is not opening up anytime soon.
We know we have Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, the two of the linebacker spots, but that Sam linebacker, that's kind of in question mode. Who do you see as the front runner right now? And do you think, and tell us how open you think that competition is.
I think it's wide open right now. I don't think it's anywhere near a front runner, but if I had to say a name, I think it might be Noah Sewell at this point. And look, when we talk about a fresh start for these players with a new coaching staff, Noah Sewell is a prime example. And this is a guy who's very talented, who was the Bears are drawn to when they made him a fifth-round pick a couple years ago, as they believe he has a long career ahead of him in this league. It hasn't come together, and he was somebody who didn't maximize his time at Oregon, who was projected highly as a recruit coming into the college level, and didn't fulfill that as a college player. I think they're really eager to see how he fits within Dennis Allen's scheme, how he can be coached up by this new staff, and if they can fulfill the development and potential they still see there. So he's getting a chance right now. I think that's a perfect and encouraging example when the Bears say, we're giving guys fresh starts. That's a prime spot if they mean it.
Chris Emma, we thank you so much for joining us from Hallis Hall. We look forward to the sound you collect with some big names talking later today.
A lot to cover. I'm glad I'm not a robot anymore. Take care.
I mean, I don't know. I just know what I hear. You know, the robots may have gotten you, and that's exactly what a robot would want that person to say.
I like it.
See, the robot got to him. He was talking, and then it got cut off. It was either a robot or it was Robbie Triano, or perhaps it was the Overlords. I'm not really sure.
Look, here's what I'll say.
Wait, did that happen real time?
Yeah, that was what happened during the show.
Oh no, okay. I thought
that was Robot Biggs moment.
I thought that was just now him saying goodbye. Was he?
The biggest takeaway is talking with Chris Emma at Hallis Hall is who's going to be talking later at Hallis Hall. Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, and DeAndre Swift. I'm so interested to hear Swift specifically about his role and how he sees things shaping up.
And now here's the offense. The dudes you know. Yeah, this is going to be very compelling, that's for sure. What's also going to be compelling? Russ Dorsey. We have a couple of issues that are baseball-related that we want to discuss with him.
And?
Social media. Mm. Maybe Saratoga Water-related. If you know, you know. That's next. Rahimi and Harris and you on The Score.
Me?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Something we've talked about throughout the course of the season with the Cubs is they find different ways to win on a nightly basis, right? It's not just PCA, save us. The fact that they can win defensively, they can win on the bases, they can win with baseball IQ against a lesser opponent, that tells you that they're prepared for those moments.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Good morning, Russ.
Hello, friend. How are we doing?
Not the Jim Nance. Hello, friends.
Russ's face on Twitch was worth it.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here, and welcome to this tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
On 670 The Score. The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris. We go out to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find the man who was just mentioned, Russ Dorsey, joining us on the show. Russ, how are you?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, we're just trying to keep up with you in life. Where are you right now? That's the first question.
I'm still in Los Angeles covering the Dodgers and Mets.
Hollywood.
According to your Instagram story, you're running in L.A., and we may or may not have discussed the question on 5 on it being, did Russ post another thirst trap?
You know what's not fair about this whole thing? Can a guy not get a workout in beautiful and also hot LA? Like, it's the hottest week they've had here this year. And so you're in Santa Monica or Venice, where I was, going for a nice long 7-mile run, just me and my thoughts and my music.
And your phone.
And you know what? No, I'm not going to have, and my fanny pack, which you couldn't see in the video, that had my phone in it. Until like I decided, you know what? I'm going to show people it's beautiful out here in LA. Yeah, man. Like, at some point, this Russ thirst trap narrative is going to have to cease.
Yeah, we got you July 31st after the trade deadline. And also, you could do all those things without being shirtless. I think that's what Layla's point was. She wouldn't know if you doused yourself in Saratoga water before or after the fact.
It was very Saratoga water morning routine.
Unlike Ashton Hall, I do not use performance-enhancing drugs. This is all natural. Mm. All me. All God-given.
What would those be?
Listen, all I'm saying is, guys, it is not against the law to run with no shirt on. To be honest, more people should do it.
I don't know if I agree with that stance in particular, because there's a lot of people out here looking more like David Wells than Ashton Hall. So, like, I'm just for an example, if you will. Question, Russ. The Cubs, the Nationals. How good is this Nationals team? Because they're a little bit, like, they seem like they could be problematic.
Yeah, I think with the one thing with the Nationals, they are still a young team. They're still a team in the, I'd say, the last year and a half of their rebuild. But they have this guy by the name of James Wood, who I think by the end of the year, we're going to be talking about him as a top 10, top 12 player in all of Major League Baseball. Big time power, 6'7", beautiful swing from the left side. That's going to be their centerpiece. But I think when you look at what they've been able to build with their trades over the last couple of years, and I know the big thing people point to is the Juan Soto trade that they made with the San Diego Padres, where they got James Wood, they got Mackenzie Gore, who's leading their rotation, they got Robert Hassel III, who has been playing in their outfield, and you have pieces of your core of the future from one trade. Now, for San Diego, they got a year and a half out of Juan Soto before he went to, they traded him to the New York Yankees. But I think for the Nationals, if you're going to move a generational player like Juan Soto, you're going to need a haul in return. And that haul that they got has turned into core players for them. So I like what the Nationals have been able to build. But I think for them long term, this probably needs to be the last year where we look and talk about them as one of these teams in rebuilding phase.
Oh, I agree. One team that is squarely not is obviously the Colorado Rockies. They won their 10th game of the season, finally took them to June.
But round of applause.
Yes, they were finally able to do it.
10th win of the year.
We were laughing about things that would happen before the Rockies would get to a certain amount of wins, or like the things that would occur. Like for you, it'd be the amount of 7-mile runs you go on before the Rockies get to win number 20. Like how many do you think it would be?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I could get to, I do it every 4 days, so I could probably get 10, 20 in before the Rockies win. Like, it took them 3 months to win 10 games, guys. Like, I think when we really break down what's been going on there, it's June 3rd today, and they just won their 10th game of the season last night.
When you lay it out like that, it sounds preposterous.
Bleak.
Yeah.
Yeah, things don't look like they're getting any better for them. Meanwhile, another team that's happy to have that happen, because that means their record is gone, is the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
I don't know how closely you've been paying attention to Luis Robert Jr. You don't have to keep your eyes open long to see that he's not doing well. He's doing well on defense. He's doing well leading the American League in stolen bases, but he's apparently forgotten how to hit, Russ. What can the White Sox do here with Luis Robert Jr.?
I actually have been paying attention to Luis Robert Jr. because he was supposed to be one of the hottest names on the trade market this year. And I just don't know. I think there's a team that's still going to take a flyer on Luis Robert Jr. And unfortunately for the White Sox, you're probably going to have to pay pennies on the dollar to move him at this point. Like, you're not going to get the return that you were hoping you would get with a bounce back season. Obviously the defense is beneficial, but over his last 30 games, guys, slash line of 202, 263, 298, the power has disappeared. The strikeouts are very high, and for a guy that's not going to walk a ton, it's just not what you need. And so I think it's a disappointing year for Luis Robert Jr. It's a disappointing year for the Chicago White Sox. And I think when you look at what you wanted this year to be, I think some of the things in checkpoints that the White Sox wanted, where you get some of these young players in the big leagues and guys are starting to develop and, you know, they're showing that they can be part of something, I think they should hang their hat on. Like, they've been getting pretty solid starting pitching, all things considered. And I think when you go forward and you bring up your young arms, you know, into this year, next year, you're going to have a solid base and foundation. But I think as far as Luis Robert Jr., this is exactly what you did not want to happen. And I don't know what they can do at this point, because nobody can go and swing the bat for Luis Robert Jr. Like, this is going to have to be something that he has to figure out.
Russ, we were talking about the likelihood of two teams that made a lot of big offseason moves in the Diamondbacks and the Red Sox being sellers at the trade deadline, or buyers, given that they might think they need more. What do you think happens to those two when you consider the records right now?
I think the Red Sox, it's tough in that division. I think with the Yankees playing as well as they've been playing and running away with that division, I think you could make the honest case, if you are Craig Breslow, like, hey, we're not going to win this division. I think the one difference to me between the Red Sox and the D-backs, the American League is so bad. Like, you could convince yourself that, all right, we've been hanging around. If we get hot, could we get back in the race? But right now, they're 29-33. They are 4.5 games back. You got to jump like 5 teams. six teams, because that includes the three teams that hold wild card spots, it's going to be tough. I think the thing with the D-backs, a lot of their season hinges on what Corbin Burns' MRI looks like. Like, if he has a torn UCL and has to have reconstructive surgery on that elbow, you're pretty much saying, you know what, lost season. And for as talented as I think their roster is, you know, it's not one of those markets that is going to just have a down year and stay stagnant. You know what I mean? For as talented as Corbin Burns is and their offense is, and Zach Gallen hasn't been the Zach Gallen that we've seen in the past. And I think that's something that you got to take into consideration as you move forward.
All right, Russ, you just talked about how the American League is really, really bad. Yeah. That being kind of the lens you're looking through, are the Detroit Tigers the best team in baseball? Because the record says they are. They've got 40 wins.
My gut says that the Detroit Tigers are not the best team in baseball. However, if you are what your record says you are. Now, I've thought for a long time that they've been the best team in the American League. I still believe that. You know, I think what they've been able to do says that they are the best team in the American League. I look at them and I say they have great starting pitching. They have a really strong bullpen. They can score runs. They can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They're pretty solid defensively. Like, all that says you are a really good baseball team. And I think when you're able to have the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball in Tarik Skubal, they've gotten tons of production out of guys you didn't expect to get production from, whether that's Spencer Torkelson or Casey Mize in the rotation. Kerry Carpenter is one of the best left-handed hitters in all of the American League. Riley Greene has been able to show up and be a run producer for them. There's just very little to not like about the Detroit Tigers. And I think their style of baseball wins games in October. And I think coming off of last year where they didn't have a ton of starting pitching outside of Skubal and they had the bullpen game their way through the postseason, I think this year their offense combined with the fact that they have a full rotation now, they're going to be scary for a while this year.
Russ, some news that I think a lot of people may have forgotten about was Wander Franco going to trial. That trial began yesterday. And the charges are steep: sexually abusing a minor, sexual and commercial exploitation, and human trafficking. When you consider the fall from grace that he had, and how do you put this into words, what the serious charges he is facing based on very reported allegations?
I mean, it's just really sad. It's probably the best that I could do, Layla. It's sad and disappointing from the standpoint of, you know, this was one of the bright upcoming stars in baseball that has had this fall from grace. And I think for me, and I think a lot of people feel this way, I think baseball is the last thing, you know. I think there you have a lot of the alleged victims out there that are more important than baseball. And I think justice being done is the most important thing here. But yeah, in context of your question, it's just really sad and a sad situation that something like this happened to what was supposed to be one of the bright young stars.
I also think about what it's done to the race since then.
Yeah. They put a lot of their future in him. You know, so from that standpoint, you have to completely pivot, right? Where the guy that was going to be the face of your franchise, you give him that big time contract extension. You were saying, hey, Wander Franco, you are our superstar. And the fact that you don't have that and that gets removed, you kind of need to pivot. And usually when you pivot on a player like that, you don't necessarily have another one that you could say, all right, this is our guy now. And so, yeah, I think that, along with all the other things the Rays have dealt with as far as their stadium and, you know, the division they play in, it just has not been the smoothest 2.5-3 years.
Final thing for you, Russ. All-star voting begins tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's the White Sox all-star?
That is a that's one of those things you got to text me about on the side, Marshall, so I can have an answer for you.
Okay.
Campfire milkshake.
I can't go. Let me think about it.
Will it be the campfire milkshake or the birthday milkshake?
Milkshake.
Are we still doing? Can the milkshake go this year? Like, is there no new products? I thought that was a last year thing.
No, they had the birthday cake milkshake this year. They added a new, you know, instead of adding a new outfielder per se, they added a new milkshake.
Also, they have these chicken sandwiches that are just fantastic.
Realistically, guys, I think it has to be Shane Smith, right?
Maybe.
Like Shane Smith has had a really strong season for the White Sox across the board. A 2.68 ERA. You know, he's kind of been a surprise and a stabilizer for a young team that didn't really know their starting pitching plans. Like, that would there's a lot of guys that don't have a 2.68 ERA.
Yeah, 1.158 whip, too. I got you. It could be him, even though he's 1-3. That's not his fault.
Maybe the milkshake goes.
Wins are over. Marshall, are you still
I know. Guy? I know. I'm just saying it for effect.
Don't put it out there. You definitely can't use wins in this day of baseball. You can't use wins for a team that's in a rebuild like the White Sox. You got to just focus on what the numbers that are important to starting pitchers says about Shane Smith.
All right, Marshall. We appreciate
it. You fight back against the being old thing, but when you're still using stats like
chill. Don't try to put that. No, I'm just
Russ. I thought of you because Marshall was like, "Yeah, I don't go out," and then he was like, "Wait, I went to this new speakeasy that opened up a month ago," and I'm like, "Those are two different statements."
They are
Marshall. Marshall comes on his platform every day and lies about
what
that he does and does not do. Like, Marshall be outside, and I'm not going to continue to let him lie.
I'm not outside in the manner that Russ presents. That's all I'm saying.
More than me, Marshall.
You're literally outside filming yourself running up and down the beach for seven miles trying to get attention,
Marshall,
with your shirt off.
You're conflating my point. You're conflating my point, and that's one of your favorite things to do, but I'm not going to let you do it. Like,
Russ,
I am
gotta
physically
go.
Outside in the air, but you are in the streets wilding.
Okay, we'll talk about also how your mirrored sunglasses have come back in style in a separate segment. Because the kids are doing it, man. You guys are all wearing these mirrored sunglasses again. Like, it's ought to out there.
Russ, we'll talk to you next week.
I look like a shortstop.
No, you don't.
Yes, they're very A-Rod.
Yes, I do.
The end frames.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, Russ. You're the greatest. All right,
go
thanks,
to break,
Russ.
Go Layla, because Marshall's being a curmudgeon.
He is being a curmudgeon. He's also outside.
They told me it's time to go to break. Love you, Russ. Bye.
Bye, Russ.
Bye, guys.
That was Russ Dorsey. Coming up next on Bernstein. Bernstein, wow. I did it. That's what
that.
I get.
That it is not. It's Raheem and Harris.
Dan exists. Coming up next on the show with Marshall Harris, where I am merely sitting here. I think we've got to do the Mike Valenti discussion, don't we? There's Robbie's sadness, and then there's Mike Valenti. We'll kick it up a notch next on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Either you're in or you're out. That's, you know, either you're in the circle or you're out of the circle. You want to be in? Let's go. You don't want to be in? That's fine, too. Let's go.
Was I accidentally distracted when I called myself Dan, despite this being the Rahimi and Harris show? Yes. Do you know why I was distracted, Marshall?
Probably because someone told you that Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach of the New York Knicks.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we used to have people text us fake news on the text line because they were trying to be clever or something. And
then what happened next?
No. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. My name is Layla Rahimi. However, indeed, texter, you are correct. Per Shams Charania, the New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach. Sources tell ESPN, Thibodeau led the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Made the playoffs in 4 or 5 years, and led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 1990s.
They need a coach who can take them to the next level. That must be the opinion of Leon Rose.
You know, my predecessor on this midday show warned that this was going to happen, and I was like, nah, this is the year. Like this is finally a good fit. This is team, and it's going to be great. Ah! No, I was wrong.
Wait, what did you think was going to happen?
I just thought that this was like the good fit for him and the team, and they were doing the things and they seemed to show progress. And yes, maybe you only played a few players every game and they all played 48 minutes. But the point is, you were getting there. You had made the playoffs. You had advanced in the NBA playoffs. You were close to getting to the finals. We discussed how we thought that in the Western Conference, being the Minnesota Timberwolves, was still satisfactory, given that they practically got to the finals, but had lost to the eventual finals participant in Dallas and this year Oklahoma City. So surely, by that metric, Tibbs was going to be okay, right?
The biggest difference between those two situations is the best player on the team that you're mentioning out of Minnesota is their player, his age is 23. These other guys have been around for a minute. When you're talking about Jalen Brunson, Cat, Mikal Bridges, and look at all the things that they did to get to this position where they thought they had a good enough roster. And they finally got by the Celtics, who of course lost Jason Tatum to injury. And they got stomped out by the Pacers. Go back to game one. You go back to game one. That's where Tom Thibodeau lost his job. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, when they blew the big lead with not very much time left. And there was a choke sign. And it was very reminiscent to everyone in New York of what that meant.
Now, listen, I am always curious as to what Tibbs is doing. He obviously had a notable tenure here. I use that term incredibly lightly because depending on who you ask, they have their opinions about it. But when it comes to him getting that team and helping them get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I do think that that is true.
I'm looking at Tom Thibodeau is a guy who's going to coach somewhere else and somebody will have his services and he'll probably lead that team to 50 wins as well. But I don't know that he's going to be in a position better than the one he was in New York. And especially this season, this was the year that they were destined to get back to the NBA Finals.
He got his players too. He got his guys who want to play for him.
That's
they
what
carry
I'm
the same identity. You know, they are okay. Well, we thought
they
at
moved
least
Julius Randle to
okay.
get him Cat, who he had coached previously.
Right.
So if not now, then when? I guess, and that's why it kind of makes sense that he lost his job from a like I said, a Knicks overview, whether it's James Dolan, whether that's Leon Rose, whether that's both. But yeah, I'm not shocked at this decision.
I am fairly surprised given how the progress and the team was headed the last two seasons. I understand that they lost to a Pacers team that maybe surprised some people, but as we've said, based on their body of work, it's not a big surprise that they made it to the NBA Finals. Wasn't a big surprise that the Oklahoma City Thunder did either. But this is a surprising move to me. And the question then becomes, well, who replaces him? You know, Michael Malone is available after what happened in Denver, but what's the discussion surrounding him? Does that matter in this case?
This comes 3 days after Jalen Brunson was asked, after they lost, what about, basically not what about Danks, but what about Tom Thibodeau? Is he need to move? Is he the right guy? His response was, is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe he's the right guy. Yes, come on. Well, we came on and we went, and now Tom Thibodeau is the former head coach of the New York Knicks.
Well, Jalen Brunson shouldn't be afraid to speak his mind, but you know, his dad was on Tibbs' staff, so that makes me wonder what's next. Is his dad the most likely head coach of the Knicks now, just based on that information, Rick? I'm not sure. This opens a lot of doors for questions, and it also made me think of Billy Donovan, even though he's under contract, because, well, he's from Long Island. So, you know, you got to point out the New York connections when they're there. This is me just pointing out connections.
Billy Donovan as New York Knicks head coach is something that I could see if he wants to take a step towards winning a championship. Because it's going to be a minute here in Chicago.
That's a buyout, isn't it? I mean, I don't know all the details. I just thought about Billy because of that connection.
No, I think it's a fair connection. I think the Michael Malone thing is like, there's several coaches out here who would love to have a chance to coach the New York Knicks.
Like Jay Wright is trending. I don't think that's the move, just based on how much Jay is cemented with the college game. But I understand why people left the college game in his role, too. NIL made it different.
Layla, it's the Knicks.
Yeah.
That's top of the top.
Yes, it is.
Madison Square Garden and them's.
I understand that it is time. It is time to give away our Cubs and Pittsburgh tickets. Awesome. It is provided to you by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. You can call that 670 contest line. It is 312-540-0670. Again, that number is 312-540-0670. So be the sixth caller. We care about the sixth caller. Ray is headed there now. Next up, Marshall, we have Spiegs
Transition
and Holmes and Tanny and Alex Kuhn, and somebody better play that Spectrum organ. That's all I'm trying to say. That's next on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.